Yeah, bad news. Yeah. Boy, Chris in the A.M. Sport blessed. Listen, it's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I should never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring the alarm, this is a warning. Had to take a little time off of peak game. Nigga got a little sick off these weak lanes. They flow driving like a key in the third lane. But can't survive the way a Mack truck in this wheel, man. Got them swerving from bright lights and loud pipes. Got them nervous, they Mack curve and crash sight. It's looking like garbage, you was swaying with trash night. Left the D's wondering, puzzling, using their flashlights. So I just cruise whenever I'm in the booth. Known for spitting the truth, regulating the tool. Hear the rap, then I kick back after I let it ooze. I'm not one of you Kit Kats, easy to choose. Bless the problem, so please try to excuse me. Gut busting, lyrically tongue fucking your crew. I'm not one of you riff rap niggas, I'm making moves around addict that rap magic to close cast. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
Never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring the alarm, this is a warning. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
Never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring the alarm, this is a warning. It's been a while since I left you shaking. Had to get up on my grind, back to money making. Now I'm back up on my grind, no more time wasting. Blessed back up in the booth and his spine aching. It's his time, he going hard, you can never trace him. Speakers jumping out your trunks, rhymes levitating them. Here to give you what you want, now I'm out of the cage. Your lyrical stain in this son of a bitch is amazing. Let's spin a storm and send it back to the path that it came in. No more taking it easy, I'm already engaged in splattering rack rap is my habit to attack. Battered to battered and flattered, he falls something like glass shattered. So never mind with the who, what, where's, and he ain't there. I'm back shit, fixing the flare. Get them shits in the air, grind beats from the kick to the snare. Niggas, I'm here, no more fighting, it's fair. This is a war. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I should never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring the alarm, this is a war. It's been a while since I came like this.
Oh my God.
It's time I let it bang like this.
Oh my God.
I should never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes, bitches. Ring the alarm, this is a war. Thunder is domination, it's ill as shit that you're facing. Got niggas ready for war with their hands on their souls. Itching to brawl and stuff, we'll spit with a joke.
Good freaking evening. Holy mackerel. It just doesn't get any worse. Links broken.
Wow.
Oh, this has got to stop.
Welcome
to the Heaven Hollywood digital experience, half-ass. Half-ass version. The half-ass edition.
The half-ass remix.
this is crazy. I do apologize to everyone out there. 7 o'clock. And I'm going to try and attempt to tweet to people where this is, because they're probably
like, what?
Over somewhere else where, you know.
Might have lost our audience.
Yeah, this is insane.
Yeah, we really sincerely apologize.
I do apologize. I am Heaven Hollywood, not that you care. And my producer extraordinaire, Jimmy Ace. In the building?
Oh, thank you very much. What the hell is that noise? What is that?
Well, now I have a back. Now I even have a. What's
that's
it called?
What's a 7-second delay?
Yeah, a 7-second delay like they do in radio.
Oh, this is wonderful.
7:30, though, we do have Bianca Moore.
Actually, 7:40, but who's counting?
7:40. Bianca Moore?
That guy, I extended the time. Otherwise, okay. It would have been like in 7 minutes.
Right. We do have Bianca Moore.
Yes.
Adult film star.
Yes. And
Dollhouse Radio cast member.
Yes, of Beauty and Beats.
Yeah, Beauty and Beats.
You could count. You could catch that with Angela Royal and Raphael Devay on... I'm thinking of Sierra Divide. What a shock. That's on Sundays, Beauty and Beats. at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday, exclusively on Dollhouse Radio.
Mm. So I'm tweeting it out.
Yes, I will. I will definitely do that for you, sir. I already told everybody that we're finally Heavy Hunter Experience is back on the House Radio YouTube.
This is nuts. My name is Evan Hollywood.
Yes.
The one and only. I just a lot of stuff going on. Do apologize. But we do have Bianca Moore at 7:40.
Yes. Can't wait.
She'll be calling up on our Dollhouse Radio audio video, audio visual interview of the week.
For your viewing pleasure.
Right. Didn't have a chance to promote.
Yeah, I did. Well, you know, I did as much as I can for this show, this late show.
Next week, we'll have...
This 20-minute show.
Right. Next week, we're going to have... Porsha Carrera.
Yeah, Porsha Carrera.
And then the week after, this place is going to be on fire.
Oh, word?
Veronica Rodriguez.
Veronica Rodriguez. Woo-hoo! She is hot.
People are already tweeting, retweeting that. They can't wait.
Oh, muy fuego, which means very hot. Well, on fire, actually. I think you get my point.
Exactly. Now, I want to go into this. There's a story that I broke
of a man
yesterday.
Named Brady. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I broke this story yesterday.
Oh yes, I know what you're talking about.
And now I see it on everyone's website.
Ah, I wonder why, boy.
But when I tweeted it out, like I said, they probably took my story and then just didn't credit me, as usual. Of a blogger.
No respect. You get no respect at all.
No respect at all.
I'm telling you, yeah. I don't think meatloaf should glow in the dark.
But it was a Chris Brown story written by Jessica B. You okay? Look at my story, my friend, here on VladTV.com. And you got the story from me, source Twitter, my ass.
By the way, what's your timeline on that? So that way, proof.
My timeline is already yesterday. They're just printing this today.
Uh-huh.
My timeline, I printed this yesterday, early evening.
Exactly. That's my point. I saw it myself.
Jessica Come Lately's here and Johnny Come Lately's. And it is...
The sheep.
Before we go in and give Chris Brown the blockhead of the week.
The big dummy.
You have to give him the button. You got to have the big dummy. That's what I'm going to call it. I like that.
Yeah, you do like that, huh?
This is the... Get it ready. This is the Heaven Hollywood... You got to get it ready.
I'm ready. Okay. I'm waiting for you.
This is the Heaven Hollywood...
You big dummy.
...of the week. Let's try that again.
I thought you were going to say it, then I would do it. Go ahead.
So we're going to say, this is something new. This is the Heaven Hollywood...
You big dummy.
Of the week. So that's how we're going to do this from now on.
All right,
and
cool.
That is, I'm telling everyone right now who it is. It's Chris Brown.
But you big dummy.
Before we even go into why, here's a story that I broke yesterday. Now everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. Chris Brown, there's a porn star named Cagney Lynn Carter.
Oh, okay. I'm listening.
I attempted to contact her, but she wouldn't tweet me back. She knows I tried to get her hot sugar.
Well, of course. That's the whole point.
Cagney Lynn Carter admits that she's a porn star and also a paid escort.
I got to see how she looks.
Though she claimed that she doesn't necessarily mean exchange sex for money.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean? In Chris Brown's case, she admits to escorting him one night for $2,500, but had no plans to sleep with him and refused to do so.
Really?
She claims that he then began bullying and stalking her.
Oh,
while also sending her explicit photos of his private area. I went ahead and like I said, sometimes you got in this business, you got to do things you don't want to do. I went sorted out that picture, and I posted it on my blog. That's heavenhollywood.me for all the ladies to see. This is the alleged picture of
in the place.
Brown's so-called penis.
In the place to be. See, you made it rhyme, man. I like that. You were on a roll there.
So, if you can judge if you want. Now, like I said, I do not know what Chris Brown's penis looked like, nor should I.
Me either. I don't care to look.
But for the ladies, it's on heavenhollywood.me. You can check out.
I'm going to check it out.
with what this Cagney Lynn Carter is stating. Now, the tweets are a little outrageous.
Really?
She saw that she's at Chris Brown, woman beater, period, stalker, internet stalking freak, porn star wannabe, bitch joke.
Damn.
Chris Brown, stop stalking me, you fucking porn wannabe. Nothing joke in your own industry.
Say how you really feel there, Chris.
This is what this is what the chick is saying to Chris Brown.
Oh, is that way around? Yeah. Sorry.
Thrash mother effer at Chris Brown paid me $2,500 and I played his ass by not fucking him because he's a disgusting pedophile maggot.
Damn.
I will never fuck a woman beater. Ooh, disgusting. Ever since then, he's been harassing me and stalking me on the internet. Now,
you were serious about that?
This is serious. This is my only thing that's might be hard to believe. If you act like this with Chris Brown from the beginning, so why would he send you his penis pics?
That's
now, what you should have said to make the story more believable is you had a online relationship with him prior to, you know, and someone's going to ask her this. Mm-hmm. And that's what she'll probably say. If she's smart, she'd say that. Well, we had an online relationship prior to meeting each other. Then when I agreed to meet with him and escort him, he, you know, after he'd already sent me pictures and we had talked on the internet, I refused to sleep with him. And then that's where he started stalking me. But because if someone's calling me all these names, why would I send her a picture of my cock after?
Exactly.
So,
yeah,
I fucking hate it. He's pure evil. Then I had to delete my IG Cagney Lane Carter account because the day after it happened and every day after that, my IG account was bullied so bad.
Oh,
do not follow Chris Brown. He's an internet bully. You know, and so this Cagney Lane Carter, like I said, I reached out to her to try to get on the show. She, declined.
Were you being a bully?
Well, bully. Whatever.
Exactly.
So,
I don't buy that story. I don't know
if I buy that story. You know what I mean? She could take anybody's cock. She's
exactly.
A porn star. And if Chris Brown, now you know what Chris Brown's going to have to do. He's going to have to come out and if he says that's not him, he's got to come out and show his peen.
Wow.
And you know, so now the women get extra treat. Because he got himself in his jam.
Yeah.
And, but as far as that goes, I could care less.
Me either.
Chris Brown is the big dummy of the week. Okay?
You big dummy.
And I'll tell you why. He was in San Jose, California.
Okay.
Two nights ago.
All right. Listen.
And once again, just like a couple of months ago, when he was at a club and they shot it up and Suge Knight was there and Suge Knight
got shot.
Chris Brown, since he's taken on this blood gang-like persona, Negro, you're a singer.
Yeah.
Bloods don't sing.
No. Okay. They're at Sing Sing,
right,
but they're not
at Sing Sing.
In prison.
Bloods don't sing. They kill people and jump people.
Yeah.
They don't sing.
Yeah. No.
So Chris Brown was out at this club in San Jose, him and Carucci.
Okay.
And apparently some guys started fighting.
All right.
In the audience.
Okay.
Now, with all the stuff that's been going on with Seabreezy, if you're up there, and let's do this.
Yeah.
If you're up on stage.
Go ahead.
And you're a star, you've seen trouble following you. You've basically dealt with trouble the last 5 years. You're on stage. You know everyone's watching. You look out into the audience. You see two dudes fighting.
Okay.
What are you going to say?
Well, security. Hey, cut this shit out before it gets worse. You know what I mean? Because you're going to start and fuck up my shit, my performance.
Thank you.
And
I would say the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say, listen, man, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all getting a show here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on stage. Cut all that out, dog. You know, in here.
Yeah.
They already watching us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on. They already talking about us, man. Come on. Yeah. Let's not mess it up for brothers, man.
Yeah, yeah. You said it better than me.
You know what Chris Brown says?
Oh, no. What did he do?
Chris Brown, he's on stage, he looks out into the stage.
Uh-huh.
Okay? He looks out in the camera, in the audience. Notice these guys are fighting. So he goes, as the music playing, these hoes ain't loyals on. The music's going. He goes, damn, them niggas getting it in out there.
What did you say, nigga?
He said, what? What a dumbass. What are you doing? Playing a fight? You know, was it Showtime?
He's sitting there admiring the fight. You big dummy. And then shots rang out.
Oh, great. That made it worse.
Right. Shots rang out.
Oh, God. And then, are you serious?
Then he takes off like he should, like a bat out of hell. Now, he's sitting there smiling. Well, those niggas getting it in out there.
Oh.
Bow, bow, bow. The Don Knotts face came along.
That was a great phase. I hope that was catching on the camera. Oh, that was great.
All of a sudden, he's Don Knotts now.
Whoa! Feet still fail me now.
Oh, my. So, and he takes all, I guess, the security. Three shots rang out. And then, after about a few minutes, like you hear people, it's funny because you can tell white voices from black voices. So all these white chicks that are out there. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Good shots. Oh, my God. And then it's like, then like five shots. Pop, 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 pop. More gunshots ring out.
What the hell?
Now, apparently it was probably, you know, since he promoted probably some rival gang stuff or some sort of beef, you know, shot the club up.
Oh, God.
Chris Brown, like I said. When are you going to grow up, man? Right. You know, you cannot continue to use. I heard someone, I think I heard Charlamagne Tha God say this, and I totally agree.
Go ahead.
I'm tired of people saying, oh, Chris is young. Oh, listen, you are now a grown-ass man.
Aren't you near 30?
Right. You're 26.
Whatever.
You're between 25 and 27 years of age.
Yeah.
Okay? When are you going to grow up?
Word.
You have fans out the doodah.
Yeah.
All the females love you.
Yeah, especially.
Dudes love you.
Especially in Dea.
Right. Dea. So listen, man. Grow up. That's not what you're supposed to say. Well, those niggas getting it in out there. And he sits in my, he's admiring them.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Dumbass.
They're fighting at your show, man.
Let me ask you. Let's say he said what we said. Actually, your version is better because I cursed.
Right.
So, but you said in a more diplomatic, you know, very.
But knowing him, he would have said, "You're fucking my shit up."
Yeah. Well, okay. But let's just say, whatever way, my way, your way, do you think it still would have happened anyway?
Well, you don't know because the guys. Maybe the guys, you know, hey, man, take that outside or whatever. Well, maybe they were too far into it.
That's what I'm saying. Well, we don't. Yeah.
But. Know. It still looks better on him if he does that.
Well, it does.
It looks better on him if he does that.
But he is a...
You big dummy.
So, Chris Brown, you get the dummy, the big dummy of the week.
No, it's like this. You get the...
You big dummy.
Of the week. The you big dummy.
Of the week.
7:40. We're talking 3 more minutes.
Ah.
For Bianca Moore.
Luscious Lips is what I call her.
She is absolutely gorgeous. Mm. She is in the adult. Let me see. I'm going to ask her.
Yeah.
What she would have did.
That's a good. And yeah, she's not afraid to speak her mind. I've had her on my show.
Right. I would ask her.
She's great. My bitch woman show.
I also want to ask her about the recent rumor of a shutdown. Well, a HIV scare.
Oh, yeah. You were saying that Saturday night on.
Yep. On yep. I was speaking on that. I'm going to ask her, you know, what does she think is the main reason? India gave her reason.
Uh-huh.
Ask her, what do you think is the main reason now for this stuff happening?
Yeah, I totally agree with what Abar said. It's like, you know, all these, too many streetwalkers in the game.
Listen, if you want an escort, all right.
Hey, but.
Escort, but.
Be smart about it,
escort with rubbers, you know, with sort of.
Ruining the game for everybody.
Right, not contraceptive. That's just time from getting pregnant.
Protection. Yeah, I mean, come on. Don't be stupid.
Come back into the porn world. You don't come back into the porn world and bringing back, you know,
like the
fleas.
Yeah, the fleas and ticks from out of the dirty world.
If my dog's going to get a fleas, it's going to happen in my house.
Yeah, exactly. Not in the red light district. the thing is, like Andrea said, is it worth. $400, a measly $400. Not to me, it's not a measly $400. But if you're
a porn star, you should have more money than that.
Yeah, exactly. That's embarrassing. It is embarrassing, especially if you're a so-called
porn star. Now, like I said, I don't I don't diss escorts. There is a place.
Hey.
Escorts.
Hey, back in the day, I was in the Navy. I had my share of prostitutes.
Hey, that, you know.
Hey, I'm not dissing that. I'm just saying.
Somebody tells me that Bethany Benz is an escort. Hey,
how much?
Hell, how much?
Let's keep it real.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. If Bianca Moore is an escort, and I found out how much. We'll keep... I won't tell anybody. How much? I just have. You're an escort. I just got two words to say to you. How much?
Yeah, yeah, no, no, no. And suck it.
Right, suck it. You know, so.
That's something else. I mean, come on. I mean, you're absolutely right. This dude should grow up already.
Grow up, Chris Brown.
You've been in the game for a while.
A while. And nothing but trouble has been with you. You know, you would think, you know, after a certain amount of time. Nicki Minaj, of course, has now come out with Meek Mills. So Nicki is with Meek Mills after she denied. And like I said, denied. I'm not with him because females want to. I'm going to ask Bianca this as well.
Go ahead.
Females want to make it seem as though it's a certain time after a breakup. They don't want people to think that they've been dating this, they've been fucking this guy all along. But everyone knows she has. If you're with Meek Mills already in a full-blown relationship, you just technically broke up with your guy.
Wink, wink. Yeah.
You know, this has been going on for a while. It's been going on for a while.
It's been a while. I was thinking that song. It's been a while.
What else is going on?
What else is going on?
From what I hear.
Besides more Kim Kardashian news, which I never. Well, I never get enough of that.
I never get enough. Well, Kim Kardashian, as you know,
got
her another Vogue.
Yes.
Vogue. She got another Vogue. So for everyone who was saying.
Strike the pose.
Right. Everyone's saying, hey, she paid for the first cover, her and Kanye. She didn't pay for anything. Listen, everyone wants to see Kim Kardashian.
Especially you and me.
Yep. And everyone wants to talk about
Kim Kardashian. Jesus Christ.
I mean, so.
There was actually pictures I seen, I think it was from last night. She was on a date with Kanye. And nice cleavage showing all over through the night. Oh, my God.
She is our Marilyn Monroe. Respect that woman.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You know? Amber Rose is just slightly.
Yes, I love Amber, but Amber doesn't have the cachet.
The cachet.
She's got the look.
Oh, fuck yeah,
she's got the body.
Oh, fuck yeah, she does.
But
Jesus Christ.
She don't got the cachet.
That's the only thing missing.
Right.
That's it.
When I look up in celebritynetwork.com.
Guess what?
I'm not going to see 55 million next to Amber Rose's name.
No.
We sit next to Kim Kardashian's name.
Although Amber should have that if she played her cards right. No, she has the look. She's definitely
right.
Has sex appeal, no doubt about
it. This is Amber's problem. Amber, unlike Kim, there's a difference.
Go ahead.
Kim will not, I don't care whether it's husband, boyfriend, Kim will not let anything get in the way of her money.
No, she don't mess around.
I'm sure Kanye West told her, stop filming. It's been recorded that he's told her, no more Kardashians. She's not going to do that. But Amber, Kanye's limited what she can do, didn't really want her in the public eye that much, and she really could have gotten modeling contracts. She could have been all over the world, all international, because she's got an international look. We're waiting on Bianca Moore here.
Bianca just texted me saying, what is his FaceTime? Isn't that your number?
It's my phone number.
Yeah, that's right. I gave her the number. No comment. I'm being... okay, what's this right here? This is proof. Show proof. At what time?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So that you don't think your producer's an idiot.
We're waiting on Bianca Moore.
Not that Bianca is an idiot. I'm just saying that. I'm just saying. I'm protecting my ass here. Because I know I gave her a number. But it's okay. We still love you. I did.
He made Mariah. So now Nick Cannon is. I see him still going around. I mean, what is going on with these people?
What is wrong with these people? I mean, hey, what's going on?
That was a question.
Question.
I'm going to ask Bianca this as well.
Oh, another question. That's three questions.
as far as this is the has something to do with it, if you're a partner. But I asked a lot of women this last night.
Oh, okay, good. Nice to be around a lot of women.
Do women have to? Can it still be good sex to a woman if she doesn't come?
I'm not a woman, but my common sense tells me no. I mean, they will talk about his ass forever.
Because I'm telling you, man, it's some women are just hard to make up.
That's definitely true.
If I can remember, I also want to ask her about this thing. Did you see this report? Oh, after further review, women don't really squirt. They're really peeing.
Oh, come on. Who said that?
I saw a report that says, after further reports have said that women aren't really squirting their pee.
Wait a minute. We got a message from Bianca. She says she needs the email. I'm using my PC. I'm just saying.
My email for the FaceTime.
Yeah. Question. Don't you just have to call the number? I'm just saying.
Yes, I've never known PC. She's probably thinking Skype.
Yeah.
She's probably thinking Skype. FaceTime is with an iPhone.
Yeah. Let me put that. Go ahead. Continue talking. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
There's only 15 minutes left in the show. Yeah, no. But might have to do this next week. a lot of women I came across said, I can still, I had a couple say they could still consider it good sex. Even if they don't, I said, yeah, you're saying that now because that probably hasn't happened to you.
I'm not bragging, but I never had a woman admit to me, to be fair, that ever said that she was not pleased. She always was pleased. The women in my experience.
I've had women say,
I've never
had a woman say they weren't pleased, but I could tell that they were all disappointed that they did not.
Yeah, because trust
climax.
Me.
Climax. Women come.
Trust me.
Come through the entire sexual. Multiple times. But they really only, you could tell an orgasm from just coming.
Oh, yeah, you definitely. And plus the main key of if had good sex with your woman, she would go to sleep.
Right.
Like Richard Pryor says, she will go to sleep. Because if you're done fucking and she wants to talk about computer components.
Right.
You got some more fucking to do. It's true. It's absolutely true. You have to hit that like you're not going to have it again or you're going to die tomorrow. That's how I do anyway. That's how I, go up to the plate. I'm not A-Rod when it comes to the bedroom as far as, strike three. Ground ball to second, double play. Yeah.
More than likely, this is going to have to pop off another time.
Okay, she says, no, it's on my Mac Apple computer.
I'm going to say heavenclark@gmail, maybe. I guess.
Okay, but isn't that, you use that for Skype, though, that same, right?
I use heavenhollywood.com
for Skype. Okay, let me so. Okay, try, say that again.
HeavenClark@gmail.com.
Heaven Clark. See, good promotion at the same time. Heaven, right.
HeavenClark@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. This is going to be like your Exotica freaking interview. It's 2 minutes the way this is going. All right, we have, what's her name? And, that's great. You have a dildo. All right, prolonged. Okay, good night.
Mike Huckabee, and I wanted to do
him. Yeah, I remember you talking about that. Yeah.
Mike Huckabee called Jay-Z a pimp. He's saying that, does he realize that he is exploiting his wife as a sex object?
Hmm.
2016 Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee will soon be dropping his new book, God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy.
Sounds like a new chicken and waffle place.
And released a few excerpts to Amazon.com. One of which examines Jay-Z and wife Beyonce's relationship, or more specifically, Huckabee's belief that Jay-Z is exploiting his wife, beauty, and sex appeal for big bucks.
By the way, I agree with Indea. He has a stupid last name. He definitely has a dumb. I think a Hickabout Crane from, you know.
She said change the last name.
From what you call it, the Headless Horseman, Sleepy Hollow, you know. Or Huckleberry Finn, or Huckleberry, that blue dog, you know. How you doing? I forgot his character, Hanna-Barbera.
And when, like I said.
Stupid name. Sorry.
Does Beyonce, for her age, go too far? Probably. But, hey, what are you going to do?
But what did I don't understand. It sounds like she's doing that only because of what Kim Kardashian's been doing. I think that's one of the reasons why.
Well, here we are.
Here we are.
Look at this gorgeous woman
so
here.
So it worked. It worked.
Okay.
Hola.
We have, hold on, people. Hold on, people.
We're talking about hold on, not hold on to your junk. You know.
They swear I was lying. Bianca Moore.
Yay.
Is live. How about that?
How about them apples?
Get all the jealous tweets now.
Mm.
Bianca, welcome.
Yes.
To the show.
Thank you.
Really quickly, unfortunately, I want to ask you a couple of questions. I gave Chris Brown listen. This is how we did it.
Wait. Hold on. Give me a minute.
I gave.
Go ahead.
Chris Brown, my.
You big dummy.
You big dummy of the week. Okay. And I'm going to ask you why, and I'm going to ask you, do you agree with this? Chris Brown was on stage performing at a club in San Jose when a fight broke out. Now, Bianca, let's just say you were a R&B singer. Okay. And you see all the trouble that's been going on with you, like Chris Brown. Let's say you beat up your boyfriend, got put on probation, and you pretty much for a year and a half, everybody hated you. Now you got back into the limelight. You just came across as some sort of incident just a couple of months ago when Suge Knight got shot.
No, boy.
In the club. Now you're on stage performing. A fight breaks out. During your performance.
Oh, boy.
Bianca, what are you going to say out into the crowd when you see this happening?
Have a good night. My show's over.
Good night! hey, at least that's better.
Tell her what
I can see
even.
That. I can see that only because that's disrespectful. Listen,
of course.
If y'all want to fight, I'm the one no part of this. I can't be in no more trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So they about to lock me up for good.
Well, you would think that anyway.
This fool, as the music's going, he stops singing, and then the music's going, he says, damn, this nigga's getting it in over there.
What did you say, nigga?
I mean, this dude sits and starts admiring the fight.
Wow.
What is wrong with this guy?
He's an idiot.
But that's at least, you know what? That's better than him.
Yeah, I explained it on Twitter. Like, sorry I left like that, but there was a fight.
Right. Oops. My question, and we're talking to Bianca Moore, the lovely.
Yeah, the luscious Bianca lips Moore. Into his house. Yes.
Luscious lips, as Jimmy Ace calls it.
Yes, yes.
I got into a conversation with my female companions on Facebook. So I wanted to ask you this question. Can you, if you're having sex and you do not orgasm, can you still have a good sex session if you did not orgasm?
Can you if I'm having sex and I don't orgasm, am I going to still call it good?
Well, could you still consider that? And could it still be good to in the end if you didn't come?
No.
Thank you. That's what I think.
Right. Yes. Some people had the nerve to say, "Oh yeah, you know." I said so.
Those are virgins.
I said so. You mean to tell me? Because I know I had an ex, and I did not stop. I wasn't allowed to stop. Until she came. One time, and no coli. This is, I put this on my little girl.
Okay.
I bruise my ribs having sex with this chick.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Because she would not allow me to stop.
Wait, maybe, it's like what Richard Pryor said, you know, back in the day. I'm sorry, baby. Maybe your pussy's dead. And then she goes, well, maybe you should give it mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
I mean, she wouldn't allow me. And listen, I tried to take the cheap way out and say, well, let me just, like, give you oral sex. Nope. She could only...
Right. That's a good analogy.
That makes sense.
Word.
Makes sense.
I agree with that.
Wholeheartedly. So you have to orgasm. Can you stay in a relationship if you are not? Let's just. I mean, women are going to try.
I know.
Let's just say a guy.
Us men knew.
He does. He's a good guy.
Maybe.
Good guy.
Because the whole point
of FaceTime,
you can see my face right now.
I can see it.
Hi. Okay, as you're
starting
the question, here's my face.
Yeah, you should see her face. Like, seriously?
Listen, can you stay with a guy in a relationship if his sex doesn't do it for you?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Give that woman applause for being so honest.
Yes, as soon as I find it.
At least she's honest. So, you're in a relationship with a guy? Go ahead.
You know what? It sucks for me, though, because a guy, if I was trying to get in a relationship, the sex is automatically going to suck for, like, the first whatever times because
right.
of what I do, they're automatically intimidated. So
that is true. I think that was my next question.
4 seconds, because then they get nervous. Mm-hmm. So, and yes, I'm saying it out loud. Yes, sex is big to me, and if you can't do it, it's not going to work.
Thank you.
Woman after my own heart.
Standing
ovation.
Not going to cut it. There's not enough personality in the world.
Exactly.
Right.
Woman. Oh, I can come in. Listen, I don't give a damn if he discovered electricity. It don't mean that mine ain't gonna mean shit if he's not doing nothing to your clit.
Unless he's bringing money to the table.
Sex on the first date, yeah or nay? Would you do it?
Nay.
No.
Wah. No, it's good.
Bianca.
Only because I'm gonna say this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. True.
So, I don't really know you. I
like that.
You understand, but I don't know you. And what I don't want to find out is, like, later that I just had sex with Marilyn Manson or something. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, boy.
Right. David Berkowitz.
Yeah, David Berkowitz. Some serial killer, some psycho or something like that.
Son
of Sam.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to tune in and you know, I want to see you. The only time I want to see you on the ID channel is acting. I don't want to tune in to the ID channel and see the Bianca Moore story.
Yeah, I don't want to cut my TV on and be like, see what America's Most Wanted, and be like, yo, I just fucked that dude yesterday.
Right.
I'd rather do that on ESPN or something and be like, yo, I fucked that dude yesterday.
So,
Let's recap.
Sex on the first date.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And?
You have to have a good sex game.
Oh, yeah.
Or else you might as well forget it. You can't wife up. What if he, millionaire.
I knew you could say that.
Good looking. Treats you good.
Uh-huh.
Put you in a big house.
That's a sugar daddy.
Loyal. But the sex game is. It's okay.
You said he's a millionaire. He could buy me enough stuff, enough toys, that I can do myself.
Makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
I can make myself pleasure. So that would be absolutely fine.
Stretch
that man.
And We are talking to the one and only Bianca Moore.
Yes.
Check her out.
Very beautiful.
Dollhouse Radio as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
7 o'clock, Beauty and Beats.
Beauty and Beats.
That's right.
And who hosts that show with you?
Angela and Raphael.
Nice.
Yeah, can't you tell?
Remember that that's dollhouseradio.com. Check out really quickly. And your take real quick on the, what is the problem now? What do you think is the cause of so many STDs and HIV scares in the porn world much more often than it used to be?
I think it's just the... Okay, I'll say this. Because in the porn world, it's a 48-hour window.
Okay.
So if you get tested, like, and I tell this to people all the time, this is why I'm very anal.
She said anal.
Fire.
I'm very anal about my condom use because, if, like, all of us could go get tested today, right now, okay? And all of us could come back with clean papers. But when I go home, I could be fucking unprotected. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend that just fucked somebody else unprotected that has something. So now I'm dirty.
Right.
I still have a clean paper.
Mm.
So it's...
And
because there's such a big window between when you can test positive for something.
Right.
And when you understand what I mean? So all that, like, I don't believe, like, paperwork, yes, I still want to see it, but it's not going to it's not going to change my mind on condom usage because that only says what you were that day. The day that you got tested.
That's true.
Until we can get immediate testing in this industry, I think the scares are always going to be there.
That makes it more scary.
Good point.
Because everybody has a personal life outside of their professional life.
Of course.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, like, if you, I think that a lot of people probably find it hard to tell their personal partner, oh, no, we need to use condoms when they're in their professional
world. Say, oh, you didn't use condoms with Manuel Ferreira.
Yeah.
You didn't use a condom with Prince Joshua, but I did. Oh, so Prince Joshua can beat Raw, but your old man can't.
Exactly, and I think that's probably the bigger problem when your professional and your personal world collide like that.
Huh? Good point.
Because you trust your wife doesn't mean I can.
Them hoes ain't loyal.
She makes sense.
I don't trust none of them. That makes sense. Miss Bianca Moore. Thank you for tuning in. You look marvelous, by the way.
You look marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
Well, I hate to see your, if that's your winded look. Geez, I hate to see your sunny look.
Damn.
Shout out your Twitter.
Yes.
And let everybody know once again where you can catch you on Beauty and Beats.
Catch me on Beauty and Beats, Dollhouse Radio, Sundays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's with Angela Royale and Raphael Thabib. My Twitter handle is Bianca Moore, XXX, BiancaMoreXXX. And, you can find me everywhere with that handle.
Yes, absolutely. Bianca, we want to thank you. We'll be checking out Beauty and Beats.
Hey.
Miss Bianca Moore, everybody. The lovely, lovely, lovely Miss Bianca Moore. Goodbye, dollface.
Adios.
Bye.
Lovely Bianca Moore.
Well,
that'll do it for this week. We have to run. Thank you, Jimmy Ace. Thank you, Dollhouse Radio, Texas India, Morrell.
Dollhouse Radio.
Credits are rolling. We'll see everybody next week.